Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 13th day of November 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural futures markets, Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Anything surprise you in today's trade, or was it lackluster?
Well, it was pretty lackluster. There's no question about it. You know, we're 80% done on harvest for corn, like we talked about this morning. We keep waiting to find out what the RFS standards are going to be. I think, in general, the consensus is that prices are low enough that the blend wall will probably remain the same, but nobody knows until something actually comes out. And, you know, we had a big benefit earlier in the week this week because there was a lot of spread unwinding that went on. In other words, they had bought beans and wheat against corn, and when they get out of those spreads, you know, that means corn benefits and goes higher and the other two go down. Now, I think we've gone back to a more neutral position. I think, in general, we've probably seen enough upside on corn, considering what the report said last Friday. And so, the big crop keeps getting bigger. That's the attitude. You know, it's kind of like when you go into, you know, rain makes grain. Well, bigger crops usually get bigger, and I think that is probably where we're at. We'll wait for Informer to come out on Friday. They'll give us more information as to acreage for 2014. Beans, both sides of the neighborhood. We don't have any export sales out for anybody until Friday because of the holiday, which always makes for a more difficult time because you lack that direction. I don't know if NOPA Crush is going to actually come out for beans tomorrow or if they'll wait till Friday on that. But, you know, there's still a lot of talk about the ban on trans fats, which could reduce demand. And this is hard to believe, but about 160 million bushels. Now, you know, initially they said they weren't going to do this until maybe 15. Now there's all kinds of different talk going on, so you really don't know. So I actually did a little bit of research, Todd.
Okay.
And if we did lose 160 million in demand, let's say that would happen during 14, we have a projected 170 million bushel carryout and nothing else changed, that puts us at 330 million. We haven't been that high since 98. But beyond that, you know, when we talk about RFS, we seem to focus completely on corn and forget about everything else that's involved. And there are some rumors out there saying that demand could be dropped by almost 200 million with the new RFS standards. Well, let's say that did happen in 14. All of a sudden, we're at 530 million carryout. Well, what does that mean? The last time we were above 525 million was in 2006. Mind you, I am not Debbie Downer completely because I don't expect we'll get back to these prices. But in that time frame, we traded a range of $1.50 between 5.30 and 6.80. So how realistic is it to think that we could take a dollar out of the market or $2 out of the market? We've got great global demand, no question. At the moment, we're all real comfortable because we have extremely tight stocks. But what I'm trying to say is I just think that people who are sitting on grain expecting things to go a lot higher might want to cash out on some of that grain and replace it with a call at some point in time. Guys who have done nothing on November beans for 14 should get something in place. I'd use a put combination spread of some sort, but I just think that there's just too great a risk in the background that we just don't think about very much. And, you know, risk management is not about waiting till you know something. Risk management is about protecting yourself from something happening. And we know that the government can throw us curveballs. We've seen that already.
What do you think about the prospects of the crops out of Brazil and Argentina?
Well, I believe that the crop in Brazil is going to get larger on the bean side. I think that the corn side is probably about where it's at. I think in Argentina, we're probably going to see some additional wheat production come out of Argentina. I think that the corn side of it will probably remain lower than what it had been. On the beans, you know, Argentina is such a tough place because of the fact that they have such strong inflation right now, and they're trying everything they can think of to try and generate income, even to the point of trying to force their exporters, you know, to finance other places. And so I think, in general, the farmer will do what the farmer normally does, and that is he'll plant in the area that Argentina taxes him the least. And so at this point in time, beans have a big tax on them. Everything does, but beans definitely have a big tax. So I think that'll be stable, and they've had a lot of weather problems besides. So I think that their crop down there is going to be limited more by weather than anything else.
A few weeks ago, We had a really early snowstorm in the Dakotas that was devastating to their cattle herd. Has that worked into the marketplace, and do we know what the real impact might be over time?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Original rumors came out at about 60,000 head, you know, and 60,000 head, when you look at the overall picture, is really not a big, big amount. It is still less animals eating feed, there's no question. Now there's some question as to whether it was even anywhere near that large. And so, yes, I think it's worked into the marketplace already, and we'll be waiting to see when we get quarterly stocks on how many cattle are out there, the inventory numbers as to what the real, you know, it's typical. We had the snow here the other night. I expected maybe we'd see some bounce in the market because of that, because of the impact that a lot of the corn that remains to be harvested is up in those areas. There's some corn still remaining here. It's already been there. And so I think it's the same thing with the cattle. Mm-hmm. Those numbers are all built into the market already.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vanks is with Stuart Peterson. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.